Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Cardinals had yesterday off as they get ready for a homestand that starts with Phillies tonight. With more, here's your Redbird update.
The Cardinals will be the more rested team as they open a weekend series against the Phillies tonight at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals enjoyed an off day yesterday after last playing Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, where they lost 2-1 in 13 innings. For the Phillies, they play a night game in Atlanta last night, and to add insult, the game is delayed almost 3 hours due to rain. Then the game goes to extra innings, and after taking a lead in the top of the 11th, the Phillies can't hold it, losing 4-2 on a Marcell Ozuna walk-off home run. The Phillies travel through the night, arriving to St. Louis in the wee hours this morning. Andre Pallante will make the start tonight. He carries a 1-0 record and a 3.86 ERA. Pallante is 0-1 with a 7.45 ERA against the Phillies in his career. That covers six appearances and one start. Aaron Nola goes for the Phillies. It's been a slow start for him as he carries a 6.35 ERA into tonight's game. First pitch for Busch Stadium is scheduled for 7:15. That means our coverage begins at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauly.
It's the Cardinals and the Phillies tonight. Pre-game 6:20, first pitch 7:15, all on KUKU 100.3. High school baseball from yesterday. Alton over Eminence 17-2. Ava topped Kabul 15-0. California over Licking 6-4. And then in the Hartville Spring Baseball Tournament, it was Norwood over Climax Spring 15-0. Gainesville over Climax Spring 16-0. Crocker over Willow Springs 11-0. Then Hartville defeated Crocker 10-6. Gainesville over Norwood 8-4. Willow Springs over Hartville 5-3. Other baseball games from around the area: Thayer over Mountain Grove 6-0. Donovan over Naylor 20-10. Salem topped Houston 10-0. Bakersfield over Summersville 15-5. West Plains gets a win over Paragould 12-0. And East Carter defeated Winona 19-4. Area school-aged youth are invited to take part in the Grizzly Basketball Summer Camp July 7th through the 10th at the West Plains Civic Center. The camp is being hosted by Missouri State University West Plains Grizzly Basketball head coach Jared Fay, assistant coaches Michael Poindexter and Walt Belcher, and graduate assistant coach Joe Greenwood. Also, current and former Grizzly basketball players will also help coach participants. The cost of attending the morning session is $95. The cost of attending the all-day camp is $185. The cost of attending the elite camp is $125. Spaces are limited for each session, so early registration is strongly encouraged. Registration forms can be downloaded at MSUWestPlainsGrizzly.com/camps/Grizzlies Basketball Summer Camp 2025. Girls softball from yesterday: Gainesville over Alton 8-4, Mountain Grove over Houston 12-7, Salem defeated Kabul 23-15, and Van Buren defeated Bakersfield 14-13. A fundraising run will take place for the benefit of those in Bakersfield who lost their homes. Racers' cost of entry is $20 for those age 13 and up, and $15 for those age 12 and under. The race itself will be at 8 a.m. on Saturday, April 12th, starting on the square, downtown Gainesville. Misty Esslinger with the Gainesville Elementary is one of the organizers and said those who wish for more information may contact her by calling 417-989-0050. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.